get into whatever position will help you be present for this meditation. You can sit up, lay down, change your posture, adjust, and kind of play with your position until you find a spot that feels comfortable to you. And then I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you are outside. You are in a big, beautiful grassy field. And it's a nice warm day. Maybe you have your shoes off so you can feel the grass under your feet. It's warm but not hot. There's a breeze blowing. You hear birds in the distance. You feel the gentle warmth of the sun on your face. And I want you to imagine that you see a tree in the distance. You start walking in that direction. Picture what it would feel like to move your arms and legs and body across this grassy field until you come close to the tree. And as you approach the tree, you notice that it's right on the banks of a beautiful stream. The stream is flowing at a nice, gentle pace. And you decide to sit down in the shade of the tree on the banks of the stream and just watch the water. Picturing the sight of the water, the sound of a babbling brook, the feel of the cool earth underneath you. And as you sit there, imagine that every few seconds, a leaf falls from this big tree and it floats through the air until it lands on the water, and then it gently floats on top of the water down the stream until finally it's out of sight. And as we do this practice, you'll notice that distractions might pop in. Thoughts, feelings, sounds in your environment. Anything might come through your head and pull you away from the visualization, pull you away from the tree, from the stream. When that happens, I want you to write that thought or that feeling on a leaf. Imagine that it's written on a leaf and you get to watch it fly through the air, fall into the water, and you get to watch that thought or that feeling float on the stream until it floats out of view. And if that thought returns to your mind, you simply write it on another leaf and watch it float by again. Knowing you can repeat that process as many times as you have that thought. This tree has infinite leaves. There's always another one for you to write it on. Notice what it's like to watch your thoughts and feelings float by. Notice any urges you have. And try to let those urges come and go as well. You don't need to make the stream flow faster or slower. You don't need to pick up a leaf out of the water or get it unstuck from a rock. You know that everything is moving at its own pace, and you are just here to witness it. So repeat this process of noticing a distraction, writing it on a leaf, watching the leaf float away. Maybe you have the thought, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Write that on a leaf. Maybe you fall asleep and come back to this. Write that on a leaf. I fell asleep, or I forgot what I was doing. And then go ahead and let two or three more leaves fall, watching them, letting them go at their own pace. And once you've let those two or three leaves finish their course, imagine that you stand up on the banks of the stream and you start to walk back to that sunny hill, to that field of grass, picturing your body moving across the field until you end up exactly in the spot where you started. Knowing that you can return to the stream and the tree whenever you choose to, it will always be there for you. And standing in the sunny, grassy field, feeling the warmth on your body, and then bringing your focus back to your breath. What do you feel in your body? Bringing your awareness back to the room or location that you're at right now. Bringing some movement back into your body, wiggling fingers or toes, stretching, getting into a comfortable position. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes or lifting your gaze with a sense of completion for this practice.